On the eve of crucial talks between Iran and the international community in Geneva earlier this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Manoceh Mortaki visited Ankara for talks with his Turkish counterpart Ali Babacan. The meeting centered on Iran's nuclear program and international fears Tehran is seeking to build a nuclear bomb, a charge that Iran denies. As the crisis continues, Turkey has stepped up its role in helping to resolve the tensions. Speaking after meeting with his counterpart, Mortaki thanked Turkey. He said, "We are in continuous discussions and Turkey has always followed Iran's nuclear activities." He thanked Turkey for its constructive attitude to Iran's nuclear activities. Babacan in the past month has been talking with officials in Iran and the United States, as well as representatives from the six countries negotiating with Iran over its nuclear program. For Babacan, trust and clarity are key to resolving the crisis.
Biz bu konuda çok açık, net prensipler çerçevesinde hareket ediyoruz.
What is important is that parties should understand each other clearly, he said, adding he had the opportunity to learn the views and approach of both Iran and the group of six countries. He said the issue must be solved through dialogue. While Turkey has been active in mediating crises across the Middle East, Babacan described his country's role as unnamed. Gürkan Çetinsayar of Istanbul Technical University is an expert on Turkish-Iranian relations and an unofficial advisor to the foreign ministry. He says it's key that Ankara is seen as a credible negotiator.
I think Turkey in that sense in a very unique position. Iran knows that Turkey is also going to lose if there is going to be a war between Iran and the United States. So Turkey is sincere in that sense. It's a unique role at this particular moment in the regional politics, both Israel and Iran. Can you imagine? I mean, maybe 5 years ago, the picture was different.
5 years ago was when the present Islamic-rooted Justice and Development Party, or AK Party, came to power. The AK leadership, which has strong ties with many Middle Eastern rulers, has, unlike its recent predecessors, chosen to be actively engaged in the region, according to Soli Ozel, an international relations expert at Bilgi University.
There is no question that this government in particular pays serious attention to the Middle East and wishes to make Turkey an important player in developments, whether it be the Israeli-Syrian front, whether it be Iraq or Israeli-Palestinian front.
In Iraq, Turkey played a pivotal role in persuading Sunni Iraqi leaders to participate in the 2005 general election after a secret meeting in Istanbul. Turkish diplomatic sources also say Ankara recently helped to end an impasse in the Lebanon between rival political parties over the presidential election. But it's Ankara's role in brokering the start of indirect peace talks between Syria and Israel which further define their role in the region. For the last few months, secret talks between Damascus and Tel Aviv have been held in Istanbul. The most recent was this week, and further talks are reported to be scheduled for mid-August. Soli Ozel explains Ankara's role.
It's more than a messenger, less than a mediator. I think the appropriate term to use would be facilitator. Obviously, this shows that all concerned parties trust Turkey.
Near and Middle Eastern countries have been deeply suspicious of the Turks who once ruled them as part of the Ottoman Empire. But history appears to be giving way to growing concerns over Iran's nuclear program. Experts say Turkey, for now at least, appears to be in a unique position as the region's only honest broker. Ankara's success has been built on the foundation of 5 years of political and economic stability at home. But Istanbul's Technical University's Çetinsayar warns that those diplomatic gains can be easily lost.
It is vulnerable, let's say, to economic crisis, to political crisis, or change of actors. The actors is important in pursuance of such a foreign policy. In that sense, it's reversible in the forthcoming months.
The ruling AK party this week narrowly escaped closure by the country's constitutional court after being convicted of undermining the secular state. With Ankara playing an increasingly active diplomatic role in the region at a time of high political tension, experts say the repercussions of Turkey's internal strife could affect areas far beyond its borders. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.